I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know what happens to a 43-year-old female that has 10 kids?
43 with 10 kids. Wow. No.
You realize maybe you've made a mistake. That's what happens.
At what point, though? Child 6, 7? I mean, why 10?
Angelina Jolie wants Brad Pitt back.
Oh.
That's what it says.
I see where you're going.
Yeah.
She wants him back. It's a handful, isn't it? All those kids.
All those kids make dating life a little difficult, I'm assuming.
Please come back.
How many does she have? Like,
I think there's 7, right?
7?
6 or 7?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Angelina Jolie, at 43, filed for a divorce, and, well, she's 43 now. She filed for a divorce in 2016, and now they're saying, she's looking back and saying, I want you back, Brad.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to get any better than Brad Pitt.
No, you know what I mean? No, of course not.
I mean, with all those kids, because he was a part of that getting the kids, you know?
Yeah. Well, some of them are his biologically, too.
Right, but I'm just saying that you know, another guy to come into that relationship, boy, that would be overwhelming.
That would be a lot of kids. I guess they have 6 kids. So they have 6 kids, and they've been locked in it. So here's my deal. You can't put somebody through a bitter, bitter divorce battle like that. You can't then tell the world that he was drunk on an airplane. You can't have social services investigate him and then say you want him back.
Yeah, she went as far as to pretty much have him investigated with the police, possibly even, you know, charged with something.
Yeah, I mean, she went over the top to try to destroy this guy.
Yeah, that's a little bit more of a serious, you know, allegation that you're making there. I don't think you go back.
No, you can't go back.
I mean, you love the kids. You want to go back because of the kids.
But when you see that somebody tried to destroy you like that, forget it.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
Let's see here. The actress has had a change of heart over the split, and she wants them to be a family again.
Oh, gee.
Brad wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
He just wants things to be settled. She, however, is dragging out their divorce to try to woo him back. So she's like, I mean, going through all this crap, but he just wants to, like, let's just move on.
Yeah, we've already said that we're going to go in front of a judge.
Right.
We're going to do this. We don't even have to do, you know, all the legal paperwork that most people do. A judge is going to grant it to us. We're already at that stage. Let's do this. Get it over with.
Get it over with.
Yeah,
let
I got to move
Brad
on.
Go.
I mean, there's Jennifer Aniston out there. I got to go back and get her.
I know. I mean, there's so many. It's Brad freaking Pitt. I mean, he can just really have anybody he wants. I am surprised, though, he's been so good. And I mean, like, he hasn't been slutting around and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen him do anything reckless. We haven't seen him with a bunch of whores or anything like that. I mean,
right.
He has been pretty respectable.
Well, maybe some of the things she was saying just wasn't true.
What do you mean? Oh, well, about his
team. About him and how much he loved to party. And he was completely out of control.
Yeah.
We know he had a few drinks that one day on that airplane. But that may not be his life every single day, which what she tried to paint it as.
But I know, because she painted it as like he was going to go all Charlie Sheen.
You would think that he would have gone all Charlie Sheen now that he's away from those 6 kids and her.
I know.
But he didn't.
But he didn't.
He went absolutely the opposite direction.
Completely
it appears.
Respectable. Anyway. Oh, you're going to be happy about this.
What's that?
Woo!
I love happy.
I know. The Olsen twins are coming to Kohl's.
Get out of here.
Yes.
At Kohl's?
Yes.
You mean like a visit?
No, like their clothing line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I could go over Kohl's to my neighborhood and see the Olsen twins.
See the Olsens?
That'd be cool.
I guess the clothing line is going to be officially sold at Kohl's. Kohl's made the announcement that they will be carrying the Elizabeth and James line and said the apparel, the fragrances, the handbags, accessories from the line will be sold in stores this next holiday season.
See, that's why Kohl's keeps it edgy.
Yeah.
That's why they stay in business. That brick and mortar thing, you know, everybody thinks they're going away. Not Kohl's, because they know who to sign. Olsen twins.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
Bringing it home to Coles. We got, all right, so let's, Coles does everybody. They have Mary Kate and Ashley now. They have Jennifer Lopez.
Don't forget Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony.
Love it.
Mark Anthony.
Him in his skinny jeans. Love it. That's me.
Vera Wang. I mean, they have everybody. You go, Coles. Crazy cutting edge people. Although your stock sucks, but it's fine.
See, the only store you can go in and buy skinny jeans with a waist size of 44. That's hard to find. Try that. Next time you're out, try that. Try to find the waist size of 44 in skinny, jeans. Well, you're talking pear-shaped.
Wow, that's good to that's, know.
That yes, is, yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah, try that at one of your other stores. Nordstrom's. Yeah.
Forget about it. Love
Macy's.
It. Amber Heard is recounting the abuse at the hands of Johnny Depp. She talks about, I guess, protecting her sister. Listen to number one.
He was about to push my sister down the stairs. She was attempting to break us up. I am protective over my baby sister. When he laid hands on her, I don't know what I did. But I know I jumped in between the actions that I saw could lead to a fatal injury to my sister. She was standing on the top of a flight of the stairs, and she has never hurt anyone in her life, and she does not deserve to be pushed down the flight of stairs. And it looked like she was about to be. And I don't know what part of my body I put in between me and him and her. I would have done anything to prevent her from being pushed down a flight of stairs.
Those two need to stop as well.
Yeah.
I'm like the smear campaigns between both of them, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. They need to be in private, don't you think?
I agree 100%.
You know,
it's going nowhere.
Exactly,
it's going nowhere. Nobody knows who to believe.
Right.
He says something completely opposite what she's saying, and you know, and some of the stuff she's saying now is all new. It's like, why did you say this in the beginning? I don't know.
It's all getting crazy.
I don't know who to believe.
Powerball Pete just texted.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he just texted us and said, hey, why is it that Kohl's sells double XL shirts in a slim fit?
Because they're Kohl's. That's how you stay in business.
Because you tell you Powerball Pete that you're slim fit.
Yeah, you cater to the common man like you, Powerball Pete. Very common out there.
Slim fit. He wears a slim fit.
3XL. The 3XL Slim Fit. Yeah, only at Kohl's.
Love it. Wendy Williams has filed for a divorce. It's about time.
Yeah, this was long overdue, Wendy.
Yeah.
We all saw it, but you.
Really? Kevin Hunter, her husband of 21 years. The news of the divorce comes after rumors swirled. Not rumors anymore, actually. He has a baby with somebody else.
He just doesn't care.
No, he doesn't
care. I mean, most men, when you're married and you got some mistress on the side, you try to hide it just a bit. You're not out flaunting it, buying her cars and purses and wardrobes and getting the paparazzi to take your pictures. You and her climbing into your new car.
I have a theory.
What?
I have a theory. So Kevin Hunter has been in Wendy Williams' shadow forever. Right? I mean, just been in, she's been in radio forever. Then she got a TV show. He's been in her shadow. This is finally, people are caring about him and paparazzi are following him. And now he's famous.
And so he likes it.
He likes it a lot because he's famous.
Here's another way to look at it though. What if that her drug addiction and alcoholism is far beyond what we have all seen over the years? And he's just fed up.
Oh, well, there's that angle, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everybody that could be possible, too. We don't know. We don't know what the situation is, but he's not hiding it anymore.
No.
This guy has been flaunting lately.
And the whole mess includes that he's the executive producer of the show. He's also her personal business manager. He's also a regular manager. They also have co-branded things together. I mean, they really are like...
They're a company.
Yeah, they're together.
Between the two of them, they're their own company.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He doesn't care. But I think it's his moment. He's like, aha, look at me. I'm on the front of the Inquirer. It's not my wife anymore. Look, people know my name. I'm Kevin Hunter.
Yeah. Could be the case.
Chicago has officially sued Jussie Smollett for refusing to reimburse the city. They asked him to give him money, $130,000. They gave him a deadline. He didn't come up with the cash. So now it is officially a lawsuit.
Well, Now, I wonder if they're going to go after more because I didn't see any numbers. But you got to pay for lawyers. The city of Chicago is going to have to pay. You want to make sure that he pays that, right?
Right.
So you got to figure this is going to balloon to probably half a million, quarter of $1 million.
Right, because now they have to pay for this.
But, yeah.
What else do I have for you?
You know what I think they're doing this? The city of Chicago.
Why?
I think because you can't bring out the evidence. Really, they can't disclose all the evidence they have that this was a setup and a hoax that Jesse Smollett actually did on his own. But if you go to trial in the civil suit, then it's all going to come out. They can show what they have to prove their point that he was a liar.
Yeah.
And they really can't do that without a court. So maybe that's the way to do it with civil sort or court.
Finally for you guys. Oh my gosh, I'm going to end it with some Kardashian audio.
All right.
Woo, Kardashians at the rose.
Lots of it.
Oh, Kim Kardashian was ready to do an episode of Vogue's popular 73 questions, but I guess Kanye opened the door first.
Kanye.
Yo.
I'm here to ask 73 questions.
I'm ready.
Babe, this is for me.
Oh.
The kids are in the room.
Kim.
So fake.
What the hell was that?
So the people from Vogue showed up at the house to ask Kim her 73 questions.
Yeah.
But Kanye answered the door and said, I'm ready.
Oh.
It was all a setup.
Oh, I get it.
Did you not hear how fake that crap was?
Very fake.
So stupid. Kim and Kanye both talk about being parents.
So what are these guys most into in life right now, Kim?
Saint is into Paw Patrol. Anything Paw Patrol. North is into Bill Nye, the science guy.
I want to meet him.
Great. And what's the most rewarding thing about being a mom?
I would say when the kids tell you they love you.
Kanye, what's the best part about being a dad?
The kids.
What's the most important thing you learned from your parents about raising a family, Kim?
Just that family is everything. My sisters and I are on a group chat, always getting parenting advice.
But they don't get advice from me. Can I get on that chat, please?
I'll have to let you guys sort that out.
My kid loves Paw Patrol.
I know.
He also loves the Puppy Dog Pals.
Puppy Dog Pals. Puppy Dog Pals.
I can relate to Kanye. Finally.
Did anybody hear how awkward all that was?
It's bizarre.
It's so weird.
It's just so... You called it. It's fake. Ugh. You know, they're not even doing the right stuff to revive their show.
I know. And finally, Kim finally talks about the crazy tabloid stories about her.
What's the weirdest rumor you've ever heard about yourself?
Well, when I was single, I would always hear that I was dating all these people that I've never even met. And one time I went to the movies... ran into someone that they said I was dating, so it was really awkward, and I was just praying that no one would take a picture and then think I was, you know, lying this whole time and really dating this person. But, or I've heard that I've killed a raccoon with my high heels.
Was not expecting that.
Puppy Dog Pals. Puppy Dog Pals.
I would rather hear that. Oh, my God, they're painful.
Hey, speaking of puppy dog pals, let's go to our puppy dog pal.
Let's do. Where is
Let's go to Sean Swallows.
Puppy
dog pals. Puppy dog pals.
Hey, puppy dog pal.
I thought that Schmadil was your support animal.
Well, he is, but today it's Sean because he's out at that multi-million dollar house for the Mighty Millions.
Yeah,
what's up?
Actually, right now I'm sitting inside of... the 2019 Porsche Cayman.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, behind the wheel.
Really?
Want to hear it? I got the key.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Can you hear
it?
Oh,
yeah, that's smooth.
Yeah, it's nice.
That is nice. Oh, hey. Don't overdo the RPMs there, buddy.
Do you realize you blow the engine? We have to pay for that?
I know.
They gave me the key. It's their fault.
How many years you have to work?
That's
to pay for that?
Like
30.
No idea. Too many.
Yeah, like 30
it's
years.
It's a 2019 Porsche 718 Cayman.
Oh, and it is nice.
It sounds nice. It sounds sweet.
It feels nice.
I mean, it's no cube.
Really?
No, it is no cube. The cube doesn't sit like this.
No.
It says it'll do 190 miles an hour on the speedometer.
Wow. Yeah.
And you fit that car.
I do, barely. I had to get a shoehorn. get in.
Dude, I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's sorry. In the triple XL slim cut.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
It could be yours. All you got to do is buy the raffle tickets today at MightyMillionsRaffle.com, and you're entered to win this Porsche plus a nice day. Resort on a private island, and then all the extra cash to pay all the taxes. And so why not? If you're going to buy a ticket, buy it today, because then you'll be in for the car.
Yeah, that's true. And that private island.
Then the private island trip, and then you're always in for the house. Even if you win the car, you're still in for the house.
The deadline is midnight tonight. What he's talking about is MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. The deadline, midnight tonight, for the extra added-on Porsche and the private island.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is awesome.
All right, Sean, our puppy dog pal, thank you so much, man. Hopefully people are buying tickets because it goes for the Colorado, you know, the Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
So it's a great win-win.
Now, Sean, did you eat your donut?
I did. I ate more than my share of donuts, I think.
His wifey brought him some donuts.
Right. Yes, that's very good.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and then you got in that car.
Yeah, crazy. I did. I'm still in it.
Sean is sitting in somebody's car.
Eating a donut.
Eating a donut.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Getting all flaky.
That's so good.
All right, Sean. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Gotcha.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm going to blow the engine.
I know.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.